ॐ सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमा अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ता वन्दे गुरुपरम्परा श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शङ्करं लोकशङ्करं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः श्रीचिन्मययतीशस्य गुरुं वन्दे तपोवनं तं हिमवद्विभूतिं वै ज्ञानवैराग्यरूपिणं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयम् नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्म विद्वरम्। सो इन दिस ब्यूटिफुल टेक्स्ट वाक्यवृत्ति विच इज अ समरी ऑफ द उपनिषद्स, भगवान शंकराचार्य जी हैज टोल्ड अस दैट देर इज दिस बॉडी माइंड एंड इंटेलेक्ट And the illuminator, that which provides sentiency, is the self. And he gives examples of a sun, you know, how the sun illumines everything. And in the presence of sun, life occurs, but sun is unaffected, electricity. And then last week we heard about a magnet, how the magnet can move the iron filings pieces, but itself does not get affected by those. And why do we not see it? Because it is the innermost. It is the innermost principle. And what we are too busy looking outward, looking for comfort, pleasure, joy outward. And so we don't have time to sit down and look inward. And by nature, our sense organs are built to look outward, as they said, Brahmaji. परांचि खानी व्यत्रिनाथ स्वयंभू तस्मात् परान पश्यति न अंतरात्मन। ब्रह्मा जी क्रिएटेड द सेंस ऑर्गन्स टू लुक आउटवर्ड, आईज ईयर्स एंड सो ऑन, एंड सो दैट्स ऑल दे डू, कीप लुकिंग आउटवर्ड फॉर कंफर्ट फॉर प्लेजर, बट डू नॉट फाइंड द इनर एसेंस। सो टुडे वी विल कंटिन्यू मोर श्लोकास रिलेटेड टू दिस इनर essence and how does it connect with the outer body and with the world. We are doing number 20. Varshaben, you have this number 20, page 72. अजरात्मत्वदा भान्ति
अजरात्मदात् भान्ति
यत्सा निध्या जड़ा अपि
यत्सा नित्या जडापि
देहेन्द्रिय मनः प्राणः
देहेन्द्रिय मनः प्राणः
सोऽहम् इत्यवधारय।
सोऽहम् मित्यवधारय
सो दैट आई एम इति अवधारय, अंडरस्टैंड दैट फुल्ली एंड अप्लाई दैट इन योर लाइफ, दैट आई एम दैट कॉन्शियसनेस। And Bhagavan Shankaracharya ji gives different examples to hammer the point. Ajada Atmavad Abhanti. Even though this body, mind, intellect are inert, ajada, but they appear to shine, appear to have the ability to function, appear to have the sentiency. And Atmavad, it abhanti, they shine. You know, the body functions, the mind feels, the intellect thinks. And yet sannidhya, because of proximity of who, ajada api, even though they are inert, they appear sentient. You know, we say, oh, are you alert? Are you sentient? Yes. But what is the reason? The close contact of this some entity, api, even though they are inert, but they appear sentient because of the consciousness of this entity, which. And who are the inert? Deha, Indriya, Mana, Pranaha, body, sense organs, all the sense organs, organs of action, all the 10 Indriyas, Mana, Prana, mind, even the Pranas. So when they say mind, they also include intellect. So the Pranas, the mind and intellect, the senses, the body, all of them appear sentient because of the presence of this consciousness. And that I am. And that's what Shankaracharya ji is saying. Avadharaya, make it firm in your mind that I am not this body, mind, and intellect. I am that consciousness because of which this body, mind, intellect functions. So these are inert and they are made of matter. You know, the body we know it is made of five elements. Space, air, fire, water, earth, you know, the Pancha Mahabhutas. But they say that even the mind and intellect, though they appear subtle, they are made of the subtle aspect of the Pancha Mahabhutas. So one is the body is made out of the gross aspect, mind and intellect are made out of the subtle aspect. So they are also matter. Even though we think, well, body I can say is matter, but mind and intellect is very subtle, but it is subtle matter. And the consciousness that illumines it is Purnam. It is complete. Gurudev in his commentary said that in any entity, there are three kinds of Bhedas, three kinds of differences, Vijatiya, Sajatiya, and Swagata Bheda. So say if you have a dog and you say, well, dog is different from cat, different from rat, elephant, mosquito. Yeah, so that is different jati. Then sajatiya, but even among dogs, there are so many differences. Small dog, big dog, you know, bulldog, and then a little, you know, Pomeranian or whatever they call that little. So there are various shapes, colors, you know, appearances. So, but they are all dogs, but within dogs also there is a variety. Then within my dog, there are within itself there are differences. His eyes are different from his ears, from his nose. Each are different from his nose, from his tail, from his legs. So same way in a human, you know, like human is different from animal, then human among humans we find differences, Asian, Indian, white, black, and so on. And then among human, within myself, I have differences. My eyes are different from my nose, from my ears, from my hands. But in that consciousness, it is said in Kaivalya Upanishad also, it is that alone, Kaivalyam, that alone consciousness, which has no differences in consciousness. Not that there is one consciousness and many other consciousnesses which are different. There's only one and it is homogeneous. So within this consciousness, you cannot say one is more conscious, less conscious, you know, strong, weak. No. Everything is that one consciousness. And when that functions through the body, mind, and intellect, then it gets enlivened. And the example they give is of the moon, that when the sunlight, the moon itself has no light of its own, but when the sun shines on it, then the moon appears to show, you know, that it has light, but it is borrowed light from the sun. And then the moon can illumine at night the mountains, you know, rivers, and so on. But by itself, it is inert. And the sun, of course, also we say it has its own light, but then where does that energy, the ability to come from? Comes from consciousness. And the example they give is of the iron ball. That's a very famous example given in the scriptures, that an iron ball, say if it is an iron ball is black, it is cold, it is heavy, it has shape, and all those things, but then you put it in a like an iron furnace, where the flames are burning, and slowly that iron ball becomes red
Red.
and becomes hot. So now it, instead of colorless, now it has a red color with all shine.
Color.
And then instead of cold, it is hot. So iron ball takes up the properties of the fire, and the fire itself is formless, but it takes the form of the iron ball. So same way, the consciousness, the properties of consciousness get transferred to the body, mind, and intellect. And even though the consciousness is formless, it appears to take the form of the human, bird, animals. And when the consciousness is no longer identifying, then we say he went to heaven. He passed away. Uska swargvas ho gaya, in Hindi they say. So there was this Sheikh ji in India, very, very rich, and these people who are very rich, very, very rich, generally their money is not got in a very, fair means. And he was extremely rich. And so he passed away, and his children put this huge, obituary in all the newspapers. Sheikh ji ka swargvas ho gaya. That means Sheikh ji has gone to heaven. And for 3 days, they ran that big, obituary. Third day, a small little box came below that. He says, I'll tell in Hindi and then translate. He says, Sheikh ji abhi swarg pahunche nahi, chinta ho rahi hai Chitragupt. So he says, Sheikh ji has not yet reached heaven and we are worried, where is he? Chitragupt. So no matter how the person is, we always say he went to heaven, swargvas ho gaya. Why? Because the consciousness is no longer reflecting in that. And the example they give of cooking, now in cooking we have the hot fire, the flame, either gas or whatever type of flame, and then we put a pot on it. So the pot gets heated. Then the pot heats the water. Then the water gets hot. Then in that you put vegetables, and the vegetables get cooked. So it is one to the other. Fire is the original source, but because of fire, the pot gets illumined, the water heated, the water, the vegetable. Same way, it's the consciousness which illumines all our equipment. The intellect is the most subtle, and that gets energized first, and then the mind, then the body. So that one Atma alone appears sentient in all these. Body, mind, intellect, which are themselves inert, but they appear to be sentient. So that's what he says, that sentiency I am, but we always think I am this body, but we are different from that. Now, the next 21st talks about what happens in meditation. Kusum, you have that, number 21,
Yes, I do.
75. अगमन में मनोन्यत्र
अगमन में मनो अन्यत्र
सांप्रतम च स्थिरीकृतम
सांप्रतं च स्थिरीकृतम्
एवं यो वेति धीवृत्तिम
एवं यो वेत्ति वृत्तिम्
सोऽहम् इत्यवधारय
सोऽहम् इत्यवधारय
Together, अगमन मे मनोन्यत्र सांप्रतम च स्थिरीकृतम एवं यो वेत्ति धीवृत्तिम सोऽहम् इत्यवधारय. So again and again, Shankaracharya ji is reminding that who am I? That I am. Soham means that I am. Iti avadharaya, have firm, clear understanding of who you are. So he says, when you sit for meditation, or even otherwise, say you're listening to a talk, but say in meditation, what happens? यू सडनली रियलाइज, ओ अगमत में मन अन्यत्र, आई वॉज मेडिटेटिंग ऑन भगवान और आई वॉज मेडिटेटिंग ऑन सोहम दैट आई एम, एंड सडनली माई माइंड वेंट टू ओ वॉट एम आई गोइंग टू डू आफ्टर द मेडिटेशन और वॉट हैपेंड यस्टरडे और वाई. सो द माइंड रन्स यू नो, एंड देन सांप्रतम जस्ट थिरी कृतम एंड देन इट कम्स बैक. Sampratam, now it has thiri means it is now back to the self. So the mind which wanders runs around, then you bring it back in meditation. Evam yo veti dhivrittim. So that who knows the dhivritti, the effect, this whole, you know, what do you call this? This modification of the dhi, of the intellect, one who knows all these modifications of the mind and intellect, that I am. So it happens in meditation when we sit for meditation, or in the beginning our mind is racing, then we are with the breath, we are able to quieten it, but it doesn't stay. So and who knows it? It is the intellect knows, the mind has run, and ultimately it is the consciousness which is
Witness.
awaring. Or like listening to a talk, like you are listening here, and then suddenly you start thinking about your kids, you know, I hope he's okay, my grandson, I hope he's all right, or you know, I have the food on the stove, I hope it doesn't get burnt. So all these thoughts keep on coming, and then you say, no, I should be listening. So that which runs away the mind is known by the intellect and is known by the consciousness. So the mind is known by the intellect, intellect is known by consciousness. That is the staircase from low body to mind, body to senses, to mind, to intellect, and
Drigdish.
to consciousness. We talked about Drigdrishya Vivek last time. And all of those are inert except for Om, except for consciousness. So in the BMI chart, the vasanas, the BMI, the PFT, and the OET, the world of objects, they're all inert. There is only one consciousness. And why does our mind go out? Because we are extrovert. We spend all our time seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. And we don't have time to just sit down and contemplate who am I, you know, who is this I? And so the mind goes. Actually, the mind does not go anywhere. If in meditation, if the mind went somewhere, then it might come back in some other's body, you know, then I won't have a mind.
Awesome.
So mind doesn't go. The objects that the mind thinks of goes. So, like the mind starts thinking first about who is speaking, the speaker, then about food, then about family. So, the mind is the same, but the objects that are thought in the mind are different. Though we think the mind goes, but it is just the mind is focused on different objects. And then, if somebody is suffering, you know, who has studied Vedanta, and he says, I am suffering. So you say, you are suffering? He says, yeah. Do you know that you are suffering? Yes. Then you are not suffering. You are the knower of the suffering. But don't tell this to somebody whose mother has passed away or who is sick and she's crying, and you say, you are suffering? No, you are not suffering. You are. Then they start crying even more. So you have to be careful where to use this Vedantic knowledge. You cannot use it in all situations. And one has to be able to drop the mind and pick up the mind. So as I'm aware of the mind, Swami Ishwarananda Ji, once I was talking to him about my sadhana, and he told me, I still remember this was many years ago. He says, the most important sadhana you can do
Watch your
is
mind.
just watch your mind. At
Watch.
every moment, you should watch, okay, what is my mind doing right now? My mind is happy, unhappy. My mind is agitated, it is calm. And when anxiety comes, especially, you know, when this anxiety comes for some situation, being a witness or a sakshi is the best way to quieten the mind. It's like a pen. You know, I can pick up the pen and write, and then I can drop it, put it on the side when I don't need to. So same way, my mind, I should have the ability to focus on whatever job I am doing and then drop the mind when I am going inward. So that is mukti. If you are able to drop your mind and pick it up at will, that is mukti. But people say, oh, my mind is spinning. I am so stressed out and I can't think. So what happened for that moment or for those moments, your mind kind of took over and you became a victim of the mind. My mind is spinning. I'm so upset. I'm so angry. It could be angry, sorrowful, joyful. So it is the spinning. So that entity, that mind has now taken over us. And so one has to very quickly come back to that entity, the intellect. The intellect, which is guided by the scriptures, and then the consciousness, which illumines the intellect and the mind and all that. And some masters call it ahankar. Ahankar is the same thing. It is this perceiver, feeler, thinker that gets affected by all these problems. And so, what is the sadhana? The sadhana is to constantly be aware of the mind. Let not the mind be my master, but let me, I, the consciousness, be the, I first of all, I, the intellect, be controlling the mind, and I, the consciousness, has to control the intellect. And you know, and that's what happens. You know, mind comes and goes, just as the kids, you know, they come and then they go. You know, they live with us for a few years, then they go to college, then they get married. So the ability to let go and not, you know, not become so emotional, not become so affected, is the job of this. That's part of the sadhana. And they call this in Vedanta Anvaya Vyatirek. Anvaya Vyatirekaha. So, like, Anvaya means that which is constant. Vyatirek means that which comes and goes. Say you are walking on a street and you're asking your friend, which is Ramchandran's house. So he says, you know, that house there, which has the red Mercedes parked in front, that is Ramachandran's house. So red Mercedes is Vyatirek. Why? Because today it is there, tomorrow it may not be parked. It may be, you know, some visitor was there. But if he says the house with four story, gray color with a red roof, then that is Anvaya, because that is always there. The house is there, the four stories, the color of the roof. So same way, the consciousness is always there, and the mind is changing, intellect, you know, fluctuating, sometimes happy, unhappy, successful, failure. But we get so caught in our fluctuations of the mind. My mind is unhappy, then I start crying. Then my mind is happy, then I become overjoyed, you know. And then we say, oh, I'm on top of the world till the next sorrow comes. So one has to always remain balanced and remain one with the self. And always remember, I am this alone, that alone I am. So iti avadharaya, completely remember that. So we talked about the body, the mind, the intellect going back and forth. Then next, Shankaracharya ji covers our whole day, how our day goes. Harsha Ben, you have this? Number 22.
Yeah, you can see this.
Swapna jagrite supti
Jagrite
bhava bhavau dhiyam tatha
Srupti Bhava
yo vetya vikriya sakshat
Bhava Vyantatha Yovetya Vikraya Saksha
soham ityavadharaya.
सोहम वित्यवधारय।
यू कैन म्यूट, विल ऑल चैंट टुगेदर। स्वप्न जागृते सुप्ति भावाभावौ धियां तथा यो वेत्य विक्रिय साक्षात् सोहम इत्यवधारय। सो दैट आई एम, हु एम आई? सो शंकराचार्य जी नाउ कवर्स द आवर होल डे, व्हाट डू वी डू। सो स्वप्न मीन्स ड्रीम, जागृते मीन्स वेक,
Breaking
एंड
sleep.
सुप्ति मीन्स डीप स्लीप। सो दी स्वप्न जाग, सो यू नो वी गो थ्रू डिफरेंट स्टेट्स, वेकिंग देन डीप स्लीप देन ड्रीम, भाव अभाव। सो दे अपियर एंड डिसअपियर। सो टुडे आई एम, नाउ आई एम अवेक, एंड देन यू नो आई, इफ आई, आफ्टर आई हैव अ हैवी लंच, देन आई गो इन टू यू नो सुप्ति, डीप स्लीप, एंड देन कपल ऑफ आवर्स लेटर व्हेन आई वेक अप, इट्स यूजली अ ड्रीम दैट वेक्स मी अप। सो आई एम गोइंग थ्रू, और इन नाइट टाइम यू नो, यो वेति अविक्रीह साक्षात, सो दैट विच नोज द वेकिंग ड्रीम एंड डीप स्लीप, दैट आई एम। सो आई एम द नोवर ऑफ द वेकिंग स्टेट, द ड्रीम स्टेट एंड द डीप स्लीप स्टेट। वी से वह डीप स्लीप स्टेट आई डोंट नो, बट शंकराचार्य जी एक्सप्लेन्स, ही ऑल्सो एक्सप्लेन्स इन दक्षिणा मूर्ति स्त्रोत्रम, यू जस्ट चैंटेड दैट। सो भाव एंड अभाव, प्रेजेंस एंड एब्सेंस, सो दे आर नॉट परमानेंट। आई कैन नॉट बी परमानेंटली अवेक, इफ आई डू देन आई विल गो क्रेजी। सो भगवान हैज मेड स्लीप फॉर अस टू रेस्ट एंड देन ड्रीम। सो इन द वेकिंग स्टेट वी सी ऑब्जेक्ट्स, यू नो दैट वी नो, द इंटेलेक्ट नोज दैट आई एम सीइंग। इन द ड्रीम माई ओल्ड वासनाज, माई ओल्ड टेंडेंसीज कम अप, समथिंग आई माइट हैव सीन बिफोर और हर्ड बिफोर, और सम थॉट्स, दिस इज समटाइम्स इवन ऑफ प्रीवियस लाइफ टाइम्स, द थॉट्स कैन अपियर इन द ड्रीम। समटाइम्स if you have seen something in your dream which you have never seen in this life, they say it could be either this life or previous lives. And in deep sleep there are no thoughts, no thoughts at all, and the one unbroken consciousness which illumines these waking and dream are thoughts. Waking of course is a thought, in dream also my mind is playing the recording of previous vasanas or something that I have been thinking of very, very frequently, then that will appear in the dream. And in deep sleep, there is no thought. But that also is known, Shankaracharya ji says in the Dakshinamurti, Pragaswapsam iti prabodha samaye. Just as, you know, Rahu, just as Rahu covers the moon, same way my this consciousness is covered by
Ignorance.
ignorance. Because at that time, I don't know. You know, what is my feeling? I knew nothing. You know, if I have a deep sleep and you say, I knew nothing, how the time passed, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours. But if you are having a disturbed sleep again and again, waking up because of pain or some noise, then you say, I didn't sleep well. But if you have slept well and you have not been disturbed, then in the morning you say, Pragaswapsam iti prabodha samaye. At the time of waking, you say, oh, I had a beautiful sleep. I knew nothing. So when you have nothing, when you have no thoughts, then that is the state of deep sleep. And the one consciousness that illumines is unbroken, it is avikriya, unchanging, unbroken, sakshat, which is all the time present, that consciousness I am. And you know, like light, you know, we have the sunlight, we have the moonlight, and then so, and then there, you know, so the moon, when it is gone and the sun is gone, then there is no light. So we had talked about the moon example, which has borrowed light. So talking about sun and moon, there was this Mullah Nasiruddin. Now, this is a fictional character in Hindi literature where different stories are told about this Mullah Nasiruddin. So I'm not trying to put on any particular community. But this Mullah Nasruddin was asked, what is more important? The sun is more important or the moon is more important? He said, the moon, of course. So how? The moon is more important than the sun? He says, yeah. He says, why do you say that? He says, because the sun comes out in the day and we already have light. So what is the sun doing? But at night we have darkness and the moon illumines. So moon is more important. So I hope you are not just writing the jokes. You know, jokes are meant to wake people up. But the knowledge you have to get. So that some people after a talk, they say, oh, the jokes were very good. So don't just remember the jokes, remember the message. And so that is the message of this shloka. And in when we do our arti, natatra suryo bhati na chandra tarakam nema vidyuto bhanti kutoyam agni, it's all. So natatra suryo bhati, so means the sun and the moon cannot illumine that consciousness. It is the consciousness because of which the sun and the moon and even my body and my mind and intellect are illumined because of chidabhas, reflected consciousness. So that consciousness which is Om reflects in the mind and intellect and there arises an illusory entity called ego. So that is the one that is functioning. And tasya bhasa sarvamidam vibhati. So it is that one consciousness which the entire universe, all intellect, the entire world, everything is illumined by that consciousness. And again, that consciousness is not somewhere else. We don't say that Brahman, you know, that God. No, Brahman is everything. God is everything. So that I have to understand that I am. I am means not that I am the creator of this world, but this consciousness that is illumining my body, mind, intellect is my true nature. I am that. So that we have to understand very, very clearly. Shaku, you have this, number 23. Now, Bhagwan is going to the example of a lamp in a pot. Ghatava bhasako deepaha.
Ghatava bhasako deepo.
Ghatadanyo yateshyate.
Ghatadanyo yate satye.
Dehava bhasako dehi.
Deva bhasako dehi.
Tathaham bodha vigraha.
Tataham bodha vrigraya.
Together, ghatava bhasako deepaha, ghatadanyo yateshyate, dehava bhasako dehi, tataham bodha vigraha. So they used yatha and tatha. So ghatava bhasakaha, so the illuminator of the pot, which is a lamp. So in the pots, you know, we have this pot with multiple holes. They give that example also in Dakshinamurti. So where this in the pot, which has multiple holes, which they put on Diwali and, you know, Navratri and all. So in that pot, you put a lamp and the light of the lamp illumines not only the pot, but goes out through the holes to illumine everything. So this illuminator of the pot, ghatad anyaha, it is different from the pot. So the fire is not the pot, fire is different from, could be a fire or could be even electric light, but that light is different from the pot. Yatha ishyati, that is how we understand. That is the understanding, that is how we get this knowledge. In the same way, yatha, yatha means just as, the fire or the light is different from the pot. Tatha, in the same way, dehava bhasakaha dehi. So that dehi, which illumines this deha, this body, tathaham. So I am, just as the light is different from the pot, so I, the consciousness, I am the dehi, I am the illuminator, I am different from the body. And I am bodha vigraha. I am the mass of consciousness. I am not inert. I am not fluctuating. I am not, variety changing. But I am the complete total illuminator of this. So consciousness is different from the equipment. We know that. Consciousness is different from the intellect, the mind, the body, which are all my equipment. So that is how I have to look at the body, mind, intellect. I am not the equipment, but I am the illuminator. So always keep your attention on who is illumining this body, mind, and intellect. I am, and who is that I? So whenever you are doing activity, whenever you think about it, shift from the BMI to the illumining presence. Just as in the pot, it is the light that is important, that is illumining the pot, and everything outside is different from the pot. So same way, I am different from this pot. This body is also a pot. Last week we talked about, just as a pot, we can fill and empty if it's doesn't have hole. So same with this body, we fill it 3-4 times a day and empty. So constantly this body is the pot. And that part, the consciousness is different from there. And it is also different from the mind and intellect. And as I said, if I go through some anxiety, some stress, some pressure, then immediately shift your attention to who knows this anxiety. And once you are able to do that, then the mind will become quiet. So pay attention to who is the one that is even illumining the anxiety, not only the good states of my happiness and so on. And there also, in happiness also, I am not that entity which is happy. I am the illuminer of both. That's why Bhagavan Sri Krishna, in all the time in the Bhagavad Gita, Shitoshna Sukha Dukkheshu,
Mana.
Mana Mana Yoho. So that consciousness, which is the illuminer of honor and dishonor of the intellect, joy and sorrow of the mind, and heat and cold, health and ill health of the body, and one who can remain balanced, Bhagavan says, so mad bhakta, he is my devotee, he is the closest to me because he's all the time identified with the consciousness. And does not let the world bother him. Otherwise, we get so affected by the world. Oh, this person didn't talk to me nicely. This person didn't, my husband didn't talk, my wife didn't talk, or children are gone, they don't call. So we get so stressed about all those things. So you can detach and know that, things in the world will change. Nothing will remain the same. But we identify with the Jivatma. See, there is Atma, the consciousness, and Jivatma is also called Atma. They say, Uski Atma Chali Gayi, when the person dies. But that Atma that goes is Jivatma. Atma, that's the Jiva, the subtle body, which can go to different planes of existence, different worlds, and, suffer the consequences of heaven and hell and come back. But the Atma, the consciousness, doesn't go anywhere because it is everywhere. So that Atma, which is everywhere, that is the one I am, not this, that going through birth and rebirth and all. That is also not me. It is this subtle body. And why don't we see this Atma all the time, even though it's everywhere in the world? Because of non-apprehension, because we have non-apprehension, we do not see the Atma, we do not see Brahman. And see, it does not mean that physically God will appear or Brahman
It's
will
not an
appear,
object.
but it's not an object, it is the subject, it is the illuminator. And I know that in my meditation, in my understanding. And so it is a subjective experience. It is not like an object, even though they say, oh, kar amla, but like amla, like a fruit in the palm. It is not seen like a fruit in the palm. We always think, oh, in meditation, some light will appear, and then I'll be blue light, and then I'll hear some bells, all those things. No, there is none of that is Atma, because what appears and disappears is not Atma. Okay, you saw a blue light, that is good, or you heard bells, but then that disappears. So one that appears and disappears cannot be Atma. Atma is unaffected, unbroken, nirvikara. It does not change. And what is this deha and what is dehi? So deha is that which it comes from the word deha. Deha means that which grows. So the body grows. From childhood we were little bit, and then slowly, slowly we grow to, toddler and all the vikaras, youth, middle age, old age. So all those changes. And then after old age, then again it starts shrinking. Then the person gets bent down and he's not that healthy, losing weight. So that which grows and then reduces is the body, but the Atma never grows, never changes. And who is the Dehi? So Bhagwan Sri Krishna says it very beautifully in Bhagavad Gita, Navadware Pure Dehi Naiva Kurvan Na Karayan. So in this city of nine gates, so how are the nine gates? Two eyes, two nostrils, two ears, and a mouth. So there are seven, and then two below. So these nine gates are through which my body deals with the world, interacts with the world. And the Dehi is the one who lives in this city of nine gates. So Bhagavan Krishna says, you are in the living in this city of nine gates, this body. And the Dehi is the illuminer, is the illuminator, that because of whom all these changes are happening. And that is Sakshi Chaitanya. That is the chit, that is the illumining presence. And they give some different examples, like, in a room, now half the room, the carpet is clean, on the other half, somebody dropped some dal or mud, like a mud pot, it broke there. So it's dark, but when you put on the light, you see, oh, the light is illumining the carpet which is clean, and also illumining the carpet which is dirty. But that light of consciousness remains unaffected. It does not say, I like the clean part more and the dirty part less. No. The consciousness just does its job of illumining. And the consciousness cannot clean that dirty rug. You have to, with your own hand, pick up the mud, vacuum it, or do whatever. So same way, this consciousness or Atma cannot make my impure mind pure. So maybe if my mind sometimes is impure, sometimes pure, sometimes there's anger, jealousy, all those things. So the consciousness will equally illumine both sides of the mind, if you're happy or unhappy, if you're pure or impure. And consciousness will not purify your mind. We ourselves have to do that, make a conscious effort to remove negative values, not get angry, not get agitated. And all these negativities of the mind, we have to do ourselves. And when the mind is pure, then again the knowledge stays in it better, better. So the example they also give is of the street light. There is a light on the street at night, and say one day there is a wedding procession going. People are singing, dancing, bhangra, loud music, drums, and everybody's jumping and dancing, happy. So street light illumines. This light doesn't become happy when the wedding party is going, and next day there is a funeral procession going. People are crying, going very sad, and slowly the light doesn't become happy or sad. Light illumines both the joy and the sorrow both. So same way, this consciousness does not become happy or unhappy, does not participate in my happiness or unhappiness. It is my mind and intellect that is becoming happy, unhappy because of the events. It's not that we are not happy, unhappy, or happy. These things happen, but it is the consciousness just illumines all without getting attached. So that consciousness, Om, is unattached in whether the vasanas are there, whether I have clean vasanas or I have negative vasanas,
It is same in all.
negative thoughts, it is the same in all. And all its job is just to illumine. And then I have to put my effort when the problems are there. So they say that we should think about pointers of Chaitanya. What are the pointers that indicate Chaitanya? So maybe people can hear, can say, what are the pointers, what are the qualities?
The fact that I am aware, awareness.
Awareness is one. Okay, what
Yes,
else? Can people can
knowledge is
unmute?
there, so it indicates.
People can unmute and just tell the properties of consciousness.
There's a tatastha lakshana, which is this world, which is coming and going.
Yeah, so the world is an indicator of that consciousness.
Tata, yeah.
What else? What are the other qualities of consciousness? We have been hearing
Witness,
these slow.
eternal. Witness,
Witness, yes, that's very
insistence,
existent. What else? Anybody?
conscious, eternal.
Eternal, yes, eternal.
Changeless,
infinite, eternal.
Infinite, yes. And
Changeless,
avid.
unchanging, changeless,
The
yeah.
blissful,
Satish bhai, what?
unchanging,
Ji?
blissful. Unchanging,
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 yes.
yeah,
Ambika?
changeless.
Impartial.
Impartial, yes. Anybody else?
We should all make note.
Yeah, we should write down and make a list.
As
And then
inactive
come.
non-doer.
Non-doer, yes. Non-doer, non-enjoyer, akarta, abhokta. Yeah, Sharad.
Some of the words specifically described by Bhagwan Adi Shankaracharya are avyayam, nirmalam, niranjanam, shashvatam, avinasham, dhruvam. Those are
Dhruvam,
some common.
Dhruvam, yes.
Eternal,
And it
yes.
is the substratum of all,
Yeah, today is
unchanging.
Shankara Jayanti, so that's good.
Yeah, today is Shankara Jayanti, so we should
Bhagwan Shankara.
mentally offer our prostrations to Bhagwan Shankaracharya ji, because it is he is the his thoughts and ideas of Vedanta are what Swami Chinmayananda ji has picked up and popularized. Hansaben, what is?
Was going to say illuminator.
I'm sorry.
Is illuminator
Little loud, I
illumines
can't hear you.
illumines
Illuminar,
illuminator
yeah, it is the illuminar, it is illumined.
consciousness
And then
ananda.
the Ananda, and then the world is all this the opposite. World is illumined, there is an illuminator. That world
Illumine.
is the doer and enjoyer, you know, karta bhokta, I am the anatma. What are other qualities of anatma?
Changing.
Changing, what else? The opposite of everything that we
Yeah.
said.
It's
Dual.
untruth,
Untruth.
temporary, is temporary,
Temporary
changing.
untruth,
It
yes.
was not there, it's not going to be there in the future. It's asatya.
Right. And yeah, that's true. It is the consciousness is always there. This is not there. What else?
It's not there, but it
Illusory.
appears it's there.
The illusion, yes, illusion. And who else said something? Mansaban, who said just now?
I think Satish Bhai said it illusory.
Illusion. Somebody else was talking also at that time. Anyway, so you know, even though there are 10 minutes left, the next shloka is needs a lot of commentary. So I don't think I can do it in 10 minutes. So I would like to end here. And then next week we'll start with that Anand. They say that one Anand shloka, the number 24, is equal to all the 13 pre-shlokas that we have from 11 to 23 that we have seen. We talk about the nature of self and Atma and Anatma. But it is Anand Swarup. And what is this Anand Swarup? And why we think that is the most important criteria of consciousness. So that we will cover next week. Anybody has any questions or doubts or comments, anything?
Yeah, I have a question. Sometimes you are afraid, or sometimes you are going somewhere and something tells your mind, do not go. Now that is Bhavabhava.
No, that is intuition. See, what
Intuition.
happens is that there is no logical reason, but the thought comes in my mind, don't do it, you know. And then as people are get more and more connected with the truth, that intuition becomes stronger. There is this voice. So what is intuition? Intuition is the combination of mind and intellect. When they are together combined, then a subtle aspect called intuition, which tells me, you know, do this or do not. It may even say, do this.
That's the inner guru.
That is the inner guru. That is the intuition. And that again is the ability to be closer to the consciousness. So those whose minds are more subtle and more quiet and spend more time with Bhagwan, then there is this inner voice that talks. And then also they talk about conscience, you know, that which tells me don't do the wrong thing and, you know, like that.
Okay, thanks.
Does it answer your question?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is called intuition.
Intuition. Okay.
Intuition. Yeah, Lata.
In shloka number 22, what is reference of bhav and abhav, please?
Bhava is appearance and disappearance. Appearance and disappearance. So, like right now we are awake, then you know you might go to sleep. So then waking state goes away, deep sleep comes. And then
Okay.
when you're waking up, you see dreams. So waking state was there, then I was in the dream state, then I was in the deep sleep. So none of those states are permanent. They appear and disappear.
Okay. But
Wake
am
up.
I in one state at one time, though?
Yes, I'm in only in one state at one time.
Okay. All right. And then one other.
Though in the Vedanta lecture, you can be in both,
Yes.
half listening and half sleeping.
You
So
slide in and out, in
in
and
and
out.
out, and your mind wanders here and there. So that's why we tell jokes and stories. So when people get interested, or somebody who is mind is not there, everybody else laughs, and then he doesn't know, she doesn't know what to do because you
That's
hear the
right.
joke. So,
That's right. And in 23,
yes.
Bodh Vigraha, mass of consciousness.
Unbroken mind.
Why did the Adi Shankaracharya ji felt that he wanted to emphasize mass of
Mass means
consciousness?
it's huge and it is unbroken mass of consciousness. It's like say you have a huge mass of, say, ice. You know, you go into the ice bar, into that ice building, and you see huge, you know, hundreds of pounds of ice. And ice alone. You don't see anything else in there. So you say it is unbroken mass of ice. So same way, this consciousness is unbroken and it is pervading all the 14 worlds, even the furthest star in the universe, trillions of miles, and goes even beyond. So that's why it is un and it is all alert and alert. It is awake. It is not inert. It
No,
is
it's not.
sentient. It
Right.
is sentient. It is not inert. And it provides the light of consciousness. Again, light is not the correct word because it's not that there is some light. It is the illumining presence which gives life.
Okay. Okay.
Hansa, Dr. Hansa, you have a comment?
No, I just want to say it's a mass. So the all-pervading thing is the consciousness is everywhere, so that is why it's called Brahman. Other name of that is Brahman, because Brahman means so vast and unimaginable, infinite
Yes.
essence. That's why it's called mass. Mass is not limited like we look at mass.
True.
It's unimaginable, all-pervading, and that's why it's called Brahman, in other words. That's all.
Thank you. Anybody else has any comments, questions? Okay, thank you all. My pranams to all of you. Thank you for your participation, all comments. So we'll meet next Tuesday and we'll talk about 24 Anand. That is kind of the, as I said, it is equal to the first 11 to 13. All that is covered in Anand. And so it is the highest shloka. So we'll spend some time in talking about, because this shloka is often misunderstood. And in the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, it is one of the main points of the Brihadaranyaka. So that's why I didn't cover it today. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.